The 39th Gene Key. The transformational path of the 39th Gene Key moves from provocation to liberation, and it's the path of dynamism. Everything about this 39th Gene Key is about clearing blockages. It's one of the very powerful dynamic Gene Keys that we all have to pass through before we attain any kind of higher frequencies. And the ancients evidently knew this, since they called it obstruction. And in life, there will always be obstacles. The only question is, how do we cope with them when they come? Because the way we cope is what defines our frequency and the level of our evolution. At the shadow frequency, we're chock full of blockages. Our very life force is blocked up. We block it up the moment we begin shutting down our higher faculties and our hearts as children. Most people are so blocked up that they aren't even aware of a spiritual reality. This is why life constantly offers us opportunities to awaken and to unblock ourselves. Life is constantly provoking us to either grow or wilt. And the deeper you go into your suffering, the more aware you become of the blockages inside you. It's a very uncomfortable place to be in. And there are two types of blockages here that I'm talking about. There are the blockages that we carry in our DNA that we are responsible for. And those blockages and obstructions are self-imposed, even though they may be an unconscious thing on our part. And then there are the blockages and obstructions that we're not responsible for, at least not directly. Those karmic events or situations that arise in our daily lives that come to challenge us unexpectedly. So one's an internal blockage and the other is an external blockage. At least that's how it seems to us. But of course, there must be a direct connection between what occurs to us externally and our inner blockages. Because external events arise out of the compassionate, intelligent, evolutionary force that wishes us to be free, to become liberated. Think about that the next time something stressful occurs in your life. It has a higher purpose. It may take you a while to get there, but if you open to it, to the karmic teaching, then eventually you will make a breakthrough. The 39th Gene Key is very physical. It's very energetic. I often contemplate it as the meridian network that runs through our etheric body, our subtle energy field. And our health is built upon that matrix of forces. And blockages in the flow of our meridians cause physical health issues. But blockages in the etheric body are really rooted in deeper blockages, in subtler fields still. For instance, the astral emotional body. So an emotional issue shows up as a blockage in the meridians. So even if you have great acupuncture or Tai Chi or whatever healing, if you don't find the source, the blockage simply returns. And all long-term health issues are rooted in the subtle bodies. And they can also be deeper than the emotional. They may be in the mental body, which is even subtler. They may be a belief system or an unconscious attitude that you inherited, a kind of glitch or a blind spot that you never realized you had. So all of this 39th Gene Key is about searching. It's part of the ring of seeking. So it's about searching for answers, searching for the heart of the problem. And all the Gene Keys of the ring of seeking are about finding the source of our suffering. So the 39th Gene Key always has a lot to do with our health, physical, astral, and mental. You see, a blockage is not a bad thing. It's an area of focus for transformation. That's what a blockage is. But it takes some courage to go there. You have to be ready to deal with these things. And you can begin by looking honestly at the outer circumstances of your life. So look at the way life is coming towards you. What's it delivering to you? Why is it delivering that experience? What are you missing? What haven't you been honest about inside yourself? When you allow your intuition to contemplate the outer events of your life, you'll soon see that they're arising because of inner blockages. Patterns of denial that you're not wanting to change. So the 39th Gene Key is very powerful, and its shadow of provocation is about life provoking you. making you feel uncomfortable so that you will look deeper into yourself. And you can never, never escape this shadow. It is relentless. It will go on pursuing you, whoever you are, wherever you are. And it doesn't matter if you have it in your profile or not. It will still find you through the consciousness field of the world, through someone else. Whoever disturbs you will bring it to you. So how about doing something radical? Instead of running from it, why not let it in? Take a stand. Look at the things that wind you up. Look at the obstructions that life places in your way. Along your destiny, in your relationships, in your work, in your body, take courage and look into yourself. Which pattern or habit is it connected to? And your intuition will tell you. Your body will tell you. And then don't doubt what you hear. Contemplate it, and maybe you'll find yourself doing something about it. You see, we all do things that are bad for us. We get locked into patterns and habits that undermine our health, our love, our higher purpose. Once you begin to see the obstructions as gifts, as stepping stones that lead inwards towards blockages that hide wonders, then your whole life begins to change. You'll actively seek the source of these obstacles. You'll appreciate them, signposts as they are, and you'll feel more and more healing energy coursing through your body, more love running through your relationships, more ease in your work, and your life will become clearer and easier. There. 39th shadow doesn't sound quite so bad now, does it? The 39th gift, dynamism. One thing I should have mentioned in the shadow, but it's also very applicable to the gift, in fact at all levels, is the breath. This 39th jinky is a breath key, and blockages in the subtle bodies result in blockages in the physical musculature that governs the breath. So provocation is also about coming into awareness of our breath. The place where the deepest repression takes place involving the breath is along the length of the diaphragm. Tightness develops there due to blockages. And again, here is the problem, that you can't release it only from the physical structure. But working on the physical structure may well bring something to the surface. Whenever we work on our physical body, through exercise, bodywork, massage, whatever it is, we open up the possibility of changing our breathing. And the gift of dynamism, it isn't just about increasing our lung capacity. It's also about enthusiasm and optimism. Dynamic energy is uplifting energy. And as you release blockages within your system, mental, emotional or physical, then your breath returns a little more to the breath pattern that you had as a young child. And so does your attitude. You become more open. You feel more joyous, more exuberant. Young children breathe right into their bellies. The breath moves effortlessly down to the base and back again. So the 39th jinky responds well to exercise and to gentle, well-delivered body work. It's a journey coming back to your original breath. This is why meditation focuses on the breath. Because when you do that, slowly, slowly, your breath deepens until it hits the source, your center. Your belly, your Dan Tien. And there are many other ways, other than meditation as well, that encourage the breath deeper into the system through the blockages that we've developed. So in the Golden Path, the Venus sequence explores the stages and phases of these blockages as they occur through our childhood and even our conception. The important thing is to realize that blockages are not the enemy. Even though they're uncomfortable, they're not the enemy. The blockages, in fact, are our greatest allies. Because every blockage is a hidden breakthrough. It's an epiphany. So we must pay attention to them. The 39th gift is all about unlocking freedom at all levels. These people are either utterly locked, or they're the great unlockers, unblockers. And once they've learned the art, they become expert at helping others. They can apply this gift into any field you can imagine, because ultimately they know how to release stagnant energy through a system. So they're very valuable people. It's also interesting, this gene key, for another reason, because if you have a gene key in a prominent place, let's say in your profile, it's in your life's work or your purpose, then unconsciously, you know it's there. You know you're meant to be dynamic, but probably you don't feel it a lot of the time. You may be the opposite. You may be exhausted most of the time, so you seek the dynamism. You try and force the blockage open. So you become maybe addicted to exercise or cocaine or something that creates an extreme state inside you. But because it's forced, it isn't the natural gift. So it becomes depressing and painful, and it ends up making you even tighter. The real thing is the real thing. And I've got to tell you, the 39th gift is joyous. I tell you, these are the most joyous people. You should see them when they laugh. And how that diaphragm pumps the nectar of that life force out through them. If you're working with this gene key, and then you're working with enormous life force, with the very jet of freedom. And it takes perseverance. That's the programming part now, eh? The 38th gift, perseverance. To unblock your inner vitality, your chi, it's a lifelong mission. But if you persist and follow your heart, follow the life force, then you will succeed. So this is an explosive gene key. It's about a system under great pressure. And our longing to release the pressure drives us to find ways to unleash it. And then it pops. Any way you see this gene key, you're looking at a latent explosion. It could be a shadow explosion or a gift explosion, or it could be a city explosion. We'll look at that in a minute. So this is a wonderful, wonderful gift, the gift of freeing blocked energy. Once you begin to free your own, it becomes kind of addictive, and it's way better than adrenaline. Adrenaline is an attempt to get there, to find the spirit, but it's a pale shadow of the real thing. Dynamism shouldn't be confused with an adrenaline buzz. It's a joy buzz. It's a freedom buzz. But true freedom, the kind of freedom that only comes through steady, sustained inner work. The release of dynamism is release of the energy of nature itself. Look at children if you want to know what this gift looks like. They have so much energy. A child is never satisfied unless he or she is exhausted. And then they eat or they sleep and it all just comes back again. The energy, I mean, not the food. So work on your breath. Stretch it. Soften it. Pump it. Tend it. Love it. Follow it. Trust it. Your breath is the greatest key. So listen to it. And listen to those blocks. There's gold hidden inside them. The 39th city, liberation. I love doing these contemplations on the gene keys. You can feel the momentum building as you move through the frequency bands. I can almost feel the anticipation for this 39th city in my bones. Liberation, such a beautiful word, such a dynamic word. These words are precision frequencies. Even though every city is the same essential state of consciousness, it comes through our DNA in different ways according to variations in the alchemy of the enlightened process. And one of the things people report as they approach enlightened consciousness is changes to the circadian biorhythm of their sleep and waking. At high levels of consciousness, the mind becomes self-illuminated and remains awake even as the body sleeps. The astral process of dreaming ceases as the lower subtle bodies are purified. And whenever you turn your awareness inwards, it sinks so deeply that the physical body is refreshed much more quickly than ever before. As the body is wheeling through the field of dynamism, and vast reserves of energy become available. For the most part, this energy is internalized and it powers the ultimate breakthrough into the state of full realization, but it can also be tapped instantly whenever one turns inwards. In the East, the word for liberation is called moksha. It's not a kind of coffee, by the way. It's interesting how this term has developed in relation to the term nirvana. Both terms point towards the same essence, but nirvana has come to be associated with the realization that there's no self, whereas moksha has come to be associated with the realization that there's nothing but self, the politics of enlightenment, hey? Well, let's explore moksha through the relationship between the city and the shadow. I'm always really interested in that connection, where the shadow is the seed, the gift is the flower, and the city is the fruit, which contains the seed, but it's evolved to another level. So liberation then is about being free from provocation. Nothing can provoke you. Imagine that. Nothing can provoke your awareness to change or move from its self-realized state. That's why it's utterly peaceful. This 39th jhinki is particularly responsive to sound, to the audio environment. You know how we're really provoked more by tone than content? The child that whines just at the right pitch or the wrong pitch, or your partner who uses that subtle tone of guilt that just catches your breath. You know what I mean? Anyway, liberation is about hearing without following the sound. The sound of a word enters the ear, and although the brain may translate that instantly into a concept or a memory, the inner awareness is unaffected by the process. In fact, the inner awareness can selectively switch off the neurological process. So when in deep meditative absorption, all sound is simply sound or frequency without neurological activity, without thought. And that's moksha, liberation. That this 39th city has some secrets, eh? I usually don't talk about human design because, well, I don't wish to confuse people who've come to the Gene Keys without coming through human design, which is a related system. But my friend Werner Pitzel and myself, we created this version called Integral Human Design, and it integrates the Gene Keys into human design seamlessly. You can check it out if you're interested, integralhumandesign.com. But beware, you need a lot of time. If you don't have a lot of time in your life, I can't recommend you go into two systems at the same time. Likely you'll be overwhelmed. But Integral Human Design can add insights to the Gene Keys if you like that kind of extra detail. Anyway, in human design, certain gene keys are linked to other gene keys through things called channels, and those connections aren't always explored in the gene keys. In integral human design, the 39th gene key connects directly into the 55th gene key in a channel that's called the channel of romance. And its highest keynote is the channel of pure freedom. There's obviously a connection between the 55 and the 39 anyway, through these two words, freedom and liberation. They sound like they mean the same thing, hey? It's not so much about their meanings, rather their processes. You see, the 39th gene key is a trigger for the 55th gene key at a collective level. So if you've read the 55, you'll know it's a massive prophetic transmission that sits at the heart of the gene keys, and it involves a huge change that's coming to humanity. It's the story behind the symbol of the dragonfly. And you'll remember that at a certain point, the dragonfly nymph begins to climb up out of the water towards the sunlight. And then in the sunlight, it undergoes its extraordinary transformation. Well, what is it that makes it do that? I mean, it's a successful underwater predator. It should be quite happy with that. But no, some hidden force inside provokes it to do something utterly dangerous, something absolutely out of character. And it's the 39th city that does that. The collective consciousness of humanity will be provoked. It will be dynamited. It will be dynamized. Because the new awareness is going to arise out of the blue. The 39th city, operating through certain awakened individuals, is going to provoke others, those who are ready, to make radical new changes in their lives. The 39th gene key begins things, it initiates, it catalyzes processes, it unblocks things suddenly. So it leads to dramatic shifts in consciousness. You know, the 39th gene key loves a good drama. So this city will pop up all over the place. And wherever it pops open, things are going to be unblocked. Systems, energy fields, psyches, all kinds of things. And wherever a major blockage is released, you see unusual behavior. So what the 39th city does is it combines with other awakened cities and it exacerbates them. You know, if you have the 36th city of compassion and the 39th city, then that compassion is going to be very provocative. It will make you see something through the eyes of compassion. It's blunt like that. Whereas if you have the 36 gene key without the 39, then the compassion will be the gentle kind. It may even be invisible to you. So the 39th city is here to heighten frequency, to cause a stir, an upheaval. It's intriguing how it seems to need to create a cocktail with the other cities in order to do this. And it's the same at the shadow frequency. The 39th shadow provokes your shadows. At the highest level, it provokes your compassion or your purity or your beauty. So the 39th city is also going to liberate humanity. It's going to blast us into freedom. It's funny how divine timing works. This morning I had to unblock a blocked drain. Have you ever done that? You know, you stick your hand down and you pull out all this stuff, this morass of decay and bacterial gunk. And it's not a pleasant experience. But then when you wash everything out and blast through the fresh water and you watch and you see the water flowing freely again, it's such a great feeling. And these cities require that we do that. There's no other way. And collectively, that's going to be ugly. All the bacteria of all our shadows, all our ancestral karma, our violence, that hasn't been purified. We're going to have to purify it. And the 39th Jinki will manifest the obstructions we need in order to go through that process. And we'll have to go through a period of intense chaos. This whole planet will. It's unavoidable. But we don't have to be afraid. We have to get good at unblocking things. The more you do that on yourself, the safer your life will become. Liberation requires that we honor our karma, that we clean up our own mess. This is why its programming partner is honor, the 38th city. We have to honor life, honor our heart, honor our past and the path of our destiny. That's the way of liberation.